As a company, we have 500 different kinds of hybrids on a global basis. And every year, we generate 100 new ones and trade them out.
Fred Perlack is vice president of Monsanto Hawaii.
It's a competitive world, and everybody wants the new, best, and latest. In the end, it's all about yield. On average, they'll increase yield 0.5% to 1%, which is quite a bit.
In the early 1990s, chemical pesticide companies began to buy up seed companies, consolidating and developing seeds as delivery systems for specific traits, then patenting them. These companies sell both their seeds and the pesticides the seeds were engineered to work with.
It has proven to be a very profitable business model for the now integrated seed and pesticide industry.
Dr. Charles Benbrook is a research professor at Washington State University. He says 85% of GE crops have been bred to resist Roundup, a relatively benign glyphosate pesticide developed by Monsanto. Fields could be sprayed, weeds would die, and the crop remained.
When these Roundup Ready crops first came on the market, it worked great, but those days are gone. Glyphosate appears to be one of the least toxic pesticides, and I sincerely hope they're right about that, because recent studies have showed that 50% or two-thirds of people tested have detectable levels of Roundup in their urine and in their blood.
With glyphosate, that is Roundup usage, increasing, so are herbicide-tolerant weeds that require repeated applications, in some cases, of more toxic herbicides. Some claim farmers simply need to diversify their pest management practices, but Benbrook claims farmers can't get enough non-GE seeds to address the problem. 86% of corn seeds are genetically engineered, and most of them spend time here in central Oahu at Monsanto. Mark Wood, multi-season program lead, is here with us in a cornfield in the rain.
This ear of corn that I have in my hand will actually then be planted to make more ears of corn that will either be sold in the U.S. or another country.
Mm-hmm. On our tiny island, the water that feeds Monsanto's fields in Kunia comes from the ko'olau's, which also nourish farms on the windward side. Hawaiians of old developed an agricultural technology that increased yields up to 15 times. The wetland taro cultivation system directs naturally flowing water through a series of canals and pools. Daniel Bishop uses that method today, here in Waiahole Valley.
The lo'i system. Only in Hawaii did this type of agriculture exist. Some anthropologists attribute that agricultural system for the ability of the Hawaiians to have leisure time to promote the arts, the sciences, and the everyday quality of life of the Kanaka. So our culture within Hawaii, because of that agricultural system, was a very relaxed, very refined lifestyle.
I think there's a lot of evidence out there that these agroecological approaches actually can be very productive.
Susan Bragdon is the representative for food and sustainability at the Quaker United Nations office in Geneva. She says agroecological systems support biological diversity and create health, cultural, and livelihood opportunities.
I think it gets down to choice and transparency. When you have fewer and fewer companies controlling the seed supply, there's no denying the decrease in diversity over time.
Food policy experts also question the patenting of genetic resources in seeds. Monsanto has launched at least 145 lawsuits against farmers to protect their patents, and farmers are suing back over Monsanto's attempts to enforce royalties when farmers use seeds from the previous year's harvest.
When you see concentration and ownership that we have today, transparency goes down, and then mistrust grows. People need information to make decisions.
Last year, the UN Trade and Environment Review pointed to oncoming crises over water, energy, and climate change in a world where the food system tends to produce both obesity and malnutrition.
The system doesn't work for most people, and I think the awareness of that is higher now than it's been in a long, long time, and that gives me hope. And it's by getting more people sort of understanding these issues and seeing, okay, let's get away from polarized debates and talk about what we really need to do.
Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.